The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Professional networking site LinkedIn has warned that job seekers are being targeted by CV writing scammers. How prevalent is it? And what other job-related scams do we need to watch out for now? I'm joined in studio by Donal O'Donoghue, Managing Director at Sanderson Recruitment. Donal, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Talk to me about CV scams. I mean, I thought you'd just get AI to write your CV now. You wouldn't have to pay somebody else.
Well, there's lots of different scams that are out there at the moment, and they're on the rise. And at this time of year, the job-seeking scams are the ones that are really prevalent. The CV writing one is a fairly surface-level one in that what people are doing is they're offering CV writing services for money, and they're probably just using AI, and they either send you back a poorly written document for cash, or on receipt of payment, they disappear. So that's the first level one. The one that we're seeing more and more at the moment is scammers tend to use phone calls and WhatsApp more than email. And the reason for that is immediacy, because they're quite sophisticated and they know that it takes people about 90 minutes to respond to an email, but more like 90 seconds to respond to a WhatsApp or a text. So they want to get you onto a quick moving app like that. So what's happening at the moment, we're hearing that people are receiving phone calls from a number that they don't recognise. It could be an Irish number, a UK number, and a robotic voice will say, "This is the HR department from a well-known company. Can you please add me on WhatsApp to discuss a job opportunity?" Now, when you hear it said like that, it sounds like a scam. But actually, as you know, they're well known, or they're purporting to be from well known companies, and people are now on the job market. It's, you know, coming into September, so they may have sent in an application, or they may have applied a while ago to that company.
So it's a bit like that toll scam on the M50.
Yeah, or the ones
you've taken it, and you wonder, did my thing not click?
Exactly.
Except I haven't been on the M50, therefore it is a scam. So the only way you know that one of these scammers for sure is not real is if you definitely haven't applied to that company.
Well, yeah, possibly. But you've got to remember as well that companies do target people and reach out to people about legitimate job opportunities. So what LinkedIn have said quite rightly is that if somebody reaches out to you on LinkedIn, you should check out their profile, see if they're verified, see if they've got, you know, proper content and they've existed for a long time. Have they got connections or mutual connections? Does it look credible? But, you know, the big question is, why are they doing this? Yeah. And this is all about identity fraud, because we live in a world of compliance now. So if you're going to work for a new company, the company needs to check that you're legally eligible to work in the country. They need your bank details. And this is what they're after. They want to get, you know, proof of address. They might put you onto a fake pre-employment portal and ask you to create a profile, select a password, answer some security questions like where you were born, your mother's maiden name. And suddenly they're harvesting all this information to try to get at your
bank. Because when it comes to stealing from you and the bank look for double authentication, one of them might be mother's maiden name.
Exactly.
The scammer has it.
And the other one that's quite scary that we're seeing, and it's happening more in the United States than here at the moment, is that they will actually, in some instances, create a sense of employment, send you a contract of employment for, you know, and it's usually quite lucrative, you know, €400 to €800 per day to do basic tasks like liking videos on YouTube or LinkedIn or something like that. And they may actually even start to make some small transfers to your bank account to bring you into a false sense of security before asking you then to purchase some equipment or to, you know, there's one example where they actually send a fake check to somebody maybe for €2,000 and say, "Look, we've sent you a check. Out of that, we'd like you to purchase a couple of things and you can retain the rest as a balance in your bank account." And of course, the check is lodged, the person purchases a couple of things, and after a few days when there are no funds to meet that check, the check bounces and the person that's been scammed is out of pocket. So they're getting very sophisticated in how they're approaching these things.
Now, what about remote working scams? What are they?
Yeah, so the remote working scams, again, it's usually when something sounds too good to be true. So they're offering, you know, an attractive daily rate to do fairly basic tasks. But what they're looking to do there, and again, they may make some small payments to you initially, but they're trying to get access to your PC. So, for example, they might say, "Okay, we want to upload our platform onto your laptop," and they'll ask to get remote access, which the employee or the potential employee believes is legitimate. They've made a couple of small payments to them. They allow them to remote on, and then suddenly that person has access to, and if you've got all your passwords saved in Google or saved in your banking apps, it can be really risky. We don't track it very much in Ireland, but the Federal Trade Commission in the United States has been tracking this. And they saw in 2024, 20,000 reported cases where people had lost $61.2 million, up from the previous year, just 9,000 cases with losses of $14.8 million. And you've got to remember as well, most people won't report this because they'd be so embarrassed.
Okay, so this is a very shock-filled jobs market at the moment, isn't it?
It is, but you just have to be careful. So what are the top tips? First of all, deal with verified profiles on professional sites like LinkedIn. Stay off WhatsApp. Like, no legitimate employer is going to send you a robotic message to add them on WhatsApp. So if you get a call or a WhatsApp about a job, it's fake. So be very careful with that. And when it comes to CV writing, you know, deal with a good recruitment company. They'll provide those services for you at no charge.
And tell me about LinkedIn. I mean, do they not have some sort of filters to keep the bad guys out?
They do. So they're verified profiles. So that's the first thing that you should look at. And with WhatsApp and with LinkedIn and all those sites, if you see something that you think is a scam, block and report.
All right. Thank you very much, Donal. Donal O'Donoghue, Managing Director at Sanderson Recruitment.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.